Welcome into Wet Jeans. This is Andy with my co-host Stevie Soup.
Steve.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Stevie Soup.
You don't like Steve. You don't like Stevie. You just like Steve Soup.
Yeah, Stevie Soupenheimer.
He's German.
Steven Glockenheimer. Is Heimer? Yeah.
German. It sounds German.
Heimen.
Holy.
There's no way that didn't pick up on the mic.
That was the loudest. That sounded like a fucking jet engine.
It's quiet the whole time. The second we sit down, and this is just, again, just part of being a white man. The second I sit down, someone's nagging. Someone's interrupting.
Someone's always got something to say.
It's crazy. I hope that picked up. I know it won't because our mics are state of the art, noise canceling. But that was the loudest I've ever heard someone rev their engine.
Yeah.
What day? It's Monday. It's Monday. Is it morning
it's
or afternoon?
It's not even noon yet.
It's not even noon. There's no reason to do that. There's no good reason to do what that guy just did.
Just for the love of the game. No, not even doing it in front of anyone because there's no one out there. Just doing it for the love of the game. Just are you psychotic if you're doing burnouts and there's no one like if you're doing burnouts in the woods and no one's watching?
Now I kind of like it. Now that I think about it.
Yeah, like not even doing it for like anyone else's enjoyment. Just doing it because you just loved burning out.
Like, is that cool that he just did that?
I don't know.
That was so loud. Like, what do you think is going through that guy's head when he does that? Like,
I always wonder that.
I'm the man.
Yeah, I bet he feels like his cock's like 12 inches.
I'm the man. Monday morning, I'm going to wake all these people up, even though it's almost noon. You're going to wake all the chicks that live in there with no jobs.
Yeah.
They've been out in Old Town all weekend. They're sleeping in till 2. You just woke all them up.
Hope you're happy.
I hope you're happy with that, you little.
Have fun sleeping at night without in your conscience, buddy.
Yeah, I have a problem with big car wash. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'm tired that it's such a stressful. I think if I had to, you know how people go, like, if you had to kill somebody, one person, you get a free chance. It would be dudes at the car wash that try to get you on the membership.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of it. I'm so stressed. I'm sick of the stress it's causing me. It's making me develop autoimmune diseases. I want to just go and what?
It's funny because the word auto is an autoimmune and you're in your car. So.
Nice. Literally. I just want to go and give me the basic.
Yeah.
Just give me the basic. Shut up. Do you want tire shine? Maybe. It depends, maybe.
But
that's
I can
it.
Decide that.
I'll decide.
I know what I want when I'm coming in here.
Just let me drive through. And it's like these guys, man, they just, oh, bro, you live around here? And I already know it's fucking coming. Oh, you live around here? Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I do. I live around here. My car is registered here. I have an Arizona plate.
I actually commute from Montana for my car wash.
Just to come to Jackson's car wash and talk to your retarded ass.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, man, yeah, I do. And he's like, oh, well, if you're coming here a lot, membership, oh, man, I'm good, thank you. And the worst line ever, oh, you don't like saving money? That makes me want to take out an unlicensed firearm and just shoot this guy directly in the head.
I'm not saving money. There's a reason why you're offering this. It's because you're going to make more money off me.
Bro, it's a car wash.
Like, you're not doing that. You're not offering me a membership because your company just loves its customers so much. You want to save me money.
I go back and forth. I get it. The guy has a job to do. He's selling membership, whatever. But if I said no. Like, don't make this be like a whole thing, like a sales team where it's like, never take no for an answer. Like all those rapists that work at marketing companies and
yeah.
Shit. Like, you don't take no for an answer. Like,
we don't worry about consensuality. You make sure they buy that shit. Yeah. Also, well, here's the thing. They always say, like, don't shoot the messenger, but that's not always true. Sometimes you have to shoot the messenger because there's no one else to shoot. It's like when you get mad at the fucking people on customer service. Like, I know it's not their fault that I'm getting charged these fees, but I have to scream at someone.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the way it works. Like, that you're just the messenger. Sometimes the messenger has to be shot.
Yeah, they're on the front lines.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can't stand that, man. It's just like, I said no. Stop trying to peddle me this membership. Like, it's not that big of a deal. I just want to go in, get my shit washed, get my shit shined, and leave. I don't want to be here. I'm just doing it because I personally hate having a dirty car. Like, it just gets to me sometimes. But, yeah, anyway, that's a good point.
Yeah. Well, it's also, like, not everything in my life has to be subscription-based. Like, I just like to just go somewhere when I'm feeling like it and do something. I don't have to have, like, a monthly fee. Like, everything we do, we got to download.
Monthly.
You got to have a monthly fee. You got to download. You got to download this app and scan this QR code and pick which pictures have a stop sign in them so I can confirm that you actually exist in real life. Mm. It's just like, it never ends.
Do I exist? I mean, PlayStation, you're fucking charging me $10 a day a month without me knowing it. And then you have the balls to ask me if I exist? Why don't you ask the fucking credit bureau if I exist? They're fucking lowering my credit score because of you guys every month.
That's crazy. There needs to be, like, we said this on the Scary Hours, $3.99 a month. That I think this was Scary Hours, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That there should be a law with all these subscriptions and these auto-renew things. The president's got to step in and be like, after a year, if you're, like, not active or something like that, it should just stop.
Yeah.
Like, you can't take advantage of the fact that everybody gets thousands and thousands of emails every day from companies that they didn't subscribe to. And it's like, because like when you email me, I probably won't see it because I have so many emails from like PacSun.
Yeah, Chatterbait.
You know, what's the Ashley Madison? I get so many promotional emails.
Ashley Madison!
Is that what it's called?
The one where dudes go on there and do a little cheating?
Yeah, just do a little cheating.
Yeah,
for the
something
kid.
Like that.
That's a crazy business. That's such a good business model to pitch. Like, imagine if you were the wife of the guy that created Ashley Madison. You'd be like, just curious, where did you come up with the inspiration for this?
It's almost Chatterbait season in Arizona for me because this is when like all the hot narcissist guys come out and like I can't compete.
Right.
So it's like you just got to kind of huddle in for the summer and go on Chatterbait every night.
Yeah, it's definitely the springs out here is definitely you do a lot more jerking.
Yeah, it's definitely jerk season. It's coming up because like all the guys that are really dumb. Like I'm not saying I'm smart. Like I'm no Einstein, but all the dumb jack guys are starting to come out, and they're starting to be around town.
And you just cannot compete with them here.
Which is weird, though, looks-wise, because they go out, and we talk about it all the time. They don't drink. They just hit on drunk girls in, like, tank tops. But anyway, have you yelled at any service people recently? Like, do you have any good stories about how you screamed at somebody that didn't deserve it, but the company did?
Not like recently, but I do remember one time I just snapped like within the last year. I just go, this is fucking insane. And I just hung up my phone. I was just like, I try not to yell at them because I know it's not their fault. And like they're not getting paid shit. And they're just carrying the fucking all the shit for the people that are making so much more than them. But I just like sometimes it's both ways. Sometimes you have to scream at them and sometimes you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, so if you're not going to get mad, then you're essentially just taking on the chin. You're letting this company just do whatever they want to.
Can't let them walk all over you like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like at some point you have to stand up for yourself. And unfortunately, you got to stand up for yourself to someone that has no control and that probably has a worse off life than you.
I ripped into this dude that works for an app called Handy. And believe it or not, it's not about hand jobs. It's people that come over. You go on this shitty app. And this episode is not brought to you by Handy. It's a horrible app. It's run by horrible people, and all of their families are horrible. I go on, and I'm hanging floating shelves. Like, I can't do that. That's one of the ones where it's just no way, dude.
That's crazy.
Drill into stuff, and you got to find the stud, and you got to, fuck it. It's a night. You got to level it. It's a nightmare. So I, like, picked the service, and then they charged me for it. The guy shows up to outside my place, never comes in. I didn't even know he was there. I had no idea he was there. Cancels. Reason for canceling, not the job I signed up for, which it was. So obviously he confused something on his end. They charge me, and then they said I can't get a refund, or it's a $50 cancellation fee. But the guy charged.
That doesn't make any sense.
I said he never showed up. They go, yeah, he checked into your location. I go, no, he didn't.
He's definitely doing that to a bunch of people, and the app is so bad that
it's just so bad.
It's just letting these people get away. He just stole money.
Yeah. So I go, no, he didn't. He didn't come in my house. He didn't do the job. Yeah, well, he checked in. So that's all he has to do is check in, and that's it.
So the Uber driver doesn't need to pick me up. He just needs to go to where I am.
And then leave.
Just drive right by.
So this fucking retard that was supposed to come over and hang these shelves, I don't know if he got confused. He was logged for like 3 hours too, it doesn't take 3 hours for that. And they said they were going to refund me after like 15 phone calls. Then you get transferred to level two.
Oh, shit.
Like, oh, we're going to hand you over to level two. Like, who are the level two? Are they just on the second floor of the shitty building you're in? Like,
yeah, they're just going to tell you the same big shit. They're just going to tell you the same shit. They're just above the floor.
You have to repeat the whole story.
Yeah.
Like, why isn't level two listening already.
Yeah, relay this information to level two.
And you have to repeat the whole story. So finally, they said, we're going to give you a refund. Everything's good, no fee, whatever. And they didn't refund me. They refunded credits on my account. So I have to book the same job again.
The guy's just going to do the same thing.
So I booked the same job again. And it turns out they charged me more for the same job. The same job.
What the fuck is going on with this app?
So I thought that I could just use all the credits. So when I saw the payment, I was like, oh, okay, cool. It's just all credits. No. They took more money out of my account because the difference of the credits and the what the job cost. But I booked the same job.
The job shouldn't change. The job, no. Job price shouldn't change. It's you buy. It's based on the job.
Yeah. Why would it change?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
So I called him back, and dude, I fucking ripped into this guy.
You got it.
I told him, like, I would consider jumping off a building if I was you. It was bad. I actually feel bad. I feel like I can get charged for manslaughter if you did it.
What, could you? Involuntary, though.
I just said, does the building you're working in right now have a balcony? And he said, no. And I said, I'm just wondering. I didn't say anything after that. I was just insinuating.
You can't get in trouble for insinuating.
No, I was just curious.
Just curious. Is there a gun? Do you have a gun?
I said, let me ask you something. Does the building you're working in right now have a balcony? And he said, no, it doesn't. I said, all right. All right. I just kept curious. Going.
All right. Well, anyways.
But yeah, dude, I ended up, it was a nightmare, this company. And they make it so hard, dude. They make it so hard for you. It's just something that should be, they just fuck you out of fees.
Yeah, just, oh my God.
Fees, dude.
That's all life is just fees. Is just fees.
Fees on this, fees on that. It's crazy.
You got a fee just for existing. It's like, you know how when you're born, it's technically a sin to be born. That's pretty much what life is. You're just born into fees. You just bet your entire life you're paying for stuff that you don't actually want.
It's just fees.
Yeah, just it's being charged for already using a service that you're paying for. It doesn't make any sense. The way that the restaurant business, the way that they make us pay for the waiters' salaries and shit, like it, we live in a crazy country. It's America's not even a country. It's just a business.
America is a business.
It is. Yeah. And we're not. I can't stand when they say United States. Like, no, we're 50 different little countries that have different laws and different rules. Like, that's why this country's not working right now.
You should ask us if we're united, because for example, I hate people in LA. I don't feel too united to California.
Yeah, I don't feel united to
a lot. Are we united? People. That's a great point.
I think it's weird to say that we're united when we have 50. When you have 50 different states that have different laws,
how are we united?
I know. In New Hampshire, you can't buy liquor at like a gas station, but in the states over, you can't. Like, how does that make any sense? What, like, why does this imaginary border, everything's changing? We're in the same country.
We're not. I mean, you go to Mississippi, everyone hates black people.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound too united to me.
Honestly, that sounds like the opposite of united.
Black people are the best. I had a downgrade. It took me 13 hours to get back from Buffalo yesterday.
I saw you got a five-hour delay.
Delay, and you missed connection, blah, blah. And I go up, and the lady, I told her what happened. So, like, my seat got downgraded. And I was like, I got downgraded, but I just want a seat that's, like, whatever you got. Like, window, something with space. And she was like, I was drunk. And she goes, weird. She goes, do you want a window or an aisle? And I go, does the window have more space, or does the aisle have more space? She goes, they both have more space. Okay, I want one of those. And I repeated myself by accident because I had a couple glasses of wine. And she goes, friend, do you want a window or an aisle? And I was like, so much sass. It was so
I cool. love that.
I've never heard someone go friend like that.
Yeah.
She goes, friend. I don't know if that's like, I'm not supposed to like say the accent, but
I think it's fun.
Yeah.
If you're doing an impersonation of one specific person.
And then I was in Chili's, and every time you ask for something, she go, mm-hmm.
And
it's just so good.
Wait, you were in Chili's in Buffalo or the one
in Detroit,
airport?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was sick. She goes, I go, can I have a coffee? And then she goes, mm-mm.
See, that's exactly that's fucking what I want.
But I was like, I don't know if that means you don't have it or you don't want me to have it. She goes, mm-mm, it's not good.
I love that.
Yeah, they're the best. But anyway, yeah, I feel like the United States is really not that united.
Yeah. Like, we, it's, we're just constantly bickering at each other.
We're all voting for different shit too. Yeah. If you think about it. Like, we're the least united.
We had a civil war.
Manchester United.
Yeah, we are Manchester United. We had a civil war like less than 100 years into our existence. Like, that just proves that we're just shouldn't be going to the same school sort of thing.
Every time I see like people have kids, I go, man, those kids growing up in schools, it's going to be all AI and everything. Like, yeah. It's going to be so weird. You have a long road ahead, buddy. Have fun with all those fees. I can't imagine the fees that kids are getting born right now are going to have to deal with.
Oh, my God. Like, you thought the fees were bad in our generation. Their entire existence is fees.
You're going to have to pay a fee to take a leak in a urinal soon. I guarantee you.
Yeah, probably.
I'm going to start talking to girls and just pulling out one of those things. Just like, that's the fee for talking to me.
Pull up like where it says like how much you want to tip.
Yeah. That would be a good move if you whack a chick.
And then
like,
pull it out.
Like, you go in the drawer and like you open it and you just pull out the thing.
And you look away like they do. Sometimes like don't feel obligated.
Yeah.
And you hold the tip thing.
But not being serious, like as a joke.
Yeah.
How funny would that be?
I'm going to try that.
If she laughs at that, she's a keeper for at least the next 10 days before she slowly fades out of your mind.
Yeah.
Because we're dudes.
Yeah, I have the attention span of a rodent. I am a rodent.
Yeah, it's not that I don't like you. It's just that I have things going on. Like, I have, like, parlays to place and stuff like that. But yeah, it's, you know, I thought it was really funny today. My car was in the garage last night, and it rained, and the top of my car was wet. Like, I have a really bad leak going on.
Wait, that's not good.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing worse than a leak.
There really isn't.
Because you don't
there
know.
Actually is not.
Yeah, like, I just can't even imagine, like.
Part of being.
Like, there's just, if I see a leak somewhere, I just go, oh, no. No, no, no.
It's the worst.
It's the worst because you know that the damage is done and it's over for you.
Part of being a dude is just trying to figure out where the leak is coming from, and then also like calling somebody to figure out what needs to get sealed up.
Right, because you can fit, you figure out where the leak is, but then that's it. Like, you got to have someone come over with like a wrench and like get under the sink and start like twisting shit.
And then 2 minutes, not even 2 minutes into it, like a handyman or a plumber will come over and they just start going, oh no. And they're just like, what, you're going to need to open up the drywall. And like, next thing you know, they got to tear apart the drywall, like everything, and then you need to get it repainted. But I had also today, I have a sliding door. This is like hilarious because you could only picture my reaction. I opened up the sliding door and I looked down and there's water in the track of the sliding door on the inside. And I go, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I close the sliding door, and then on the other side where it's not, there's no way to open it. So with the sliding door, it's just one door. It's not a double. I look over in my room on the inside of the house on the track. It's filled with water. And I stood there. I had a coffee in my hand. I put it down and I put my hand on my waist. I go, you're fucking me. Like, this water was in my room on the inside of the house.
Like, what do you mean?
Oh. Where is that? How?
I don't understand. Like, I just would look at, oh my God, I don't even know what I would do.
Bro, the inside of my garage, the roof of my car was wet. And I looked up at the ceiling and I can't find anything. It's something's coming from something.
Yeah.
So then I looked at my tires. I was like, maybe it was from like maybe somehow my car's still wet from the rain from before. I don't know. Completely dry. So the side of my car is completely dry. Everything's dry. It's just the roof of my car in the garage. The whole purpose of having a garage is so the weather doesn't affect the inside.
Yeah, that's like the whole entire invention of the garage is for that reason, actually.
So now I got water leaking there. My room has a putt. Like, dude, I actually took a picture of it. It was hilarious.
There's nothing more helpless than you see shit leaking from somewhere that shouldn't leak.
It's just like, and then like some guy's gonna come over and like, it is so hard to find a dude that like, it's like girls looking for a guy to marry. It's so, and I get their pain. It's so hard to find a guy that cares. Most of the guys are gonna come over and they're gonna be like, They're going to kneel down, and then they're going to start immediately going into Golden Globe mode. And they're going to be like, oh, no. This is bad.
They get on the phone. They go, yeah, I'm going to need Jeff. I'm going to need you and Steven here. I'm going to need more time at the Rob job.
This is the Rob. This is bad. And they're like, we're going to need like vacuums. We're going to need.
Yeah.
Tear up the floor.
They always got to tear up the floor.
There's black mold everywhere.
I've never once heard good news from like a guy that's coming over to fix something. It's never, you avoid, like, this crisis averted.
That's what it sounds like in my brain.
That huge fire truck. Yeah, it's never like, oh, boy, this could have been bad. It's always, this is bad.
It's always the worst case scenario.
It's never, I don't understand. I've never once seen the best case scenario. Ever.
No.
It's always worst case.
No. Whenever there's a leak like that, like, yeah. It's just, just fucked.
I remember one time I had a, when it was a storm and it was dripping through somewhere where there was supposed to be just wires.
Oh.
And I remember, I felt like it was in that one episode of Winnie the Pooh when everything's leaking and he's putting pots and pans and like catching the water and shit.
Oh.
And like, and he's like swimming and shit. That's literally what I had to do. I don't have a lot of pans because we've discussed this earlier that I don't cook. So that's the downside of not cooking is that when shit starts leaking, you have nothing to catch the water in.
Mm.
So I was just like, had like the few pans I had of just catching the water. It was just like such a helpless feeling.
Was that when it was leaking through your smoke detector?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And they didn't.
That was the craziest leak I've actually ever seen.
Yeah, it was. I sent them a video of it too because I was like, if you even think about charging me anything for this shit.
Yeah, the leaks are bad. And then wherever you're living, they're always like, oh, well, that's not. We don't cover that.
Yeah, they don't.
What do you cover?
Whatever you're not going to need.
Yeah.
It's like when you get, it's like in health insurance or whatever, it's like, well, we actually don't cover that one thing.
We don't cover heart attacks.
Actually. Yeah, we actually don't cover medical emergencies.
That would be funny if they start doing that with ambulances. Like, you have to say, like, oh, like, I broke my leg in the ambulance. Like, oh, we actually don't cover broken legs anymore. You're going to have to call someone else.
We're going to get to the point where it's like that, though. We're going to get to the point where to get in the ambulance, you got to, like, scan a QR code on the back. Yeah.
Without a doubt.
I actually read an article that was pretty good that, you know, that's, what? How do you say his name? Sam Bankman-Fried, whoever his name is?
Yeah, Sam Bankman-Ferda.
he was trying to get a more lenient sentence because he's autistic. And I was like, fuck, that's going to be a thing, isn't it? He's going to plead retarded.
That's so cool.
As soon as people.
Who's his lawyer?
Seriously.
What a genius.
Yeah, that's just smart. He knows the globe, like the climate we're in right now where you can just say that and you get excused from anything.
Sir, my client was autistic. He stole $10 billion, took 500 private jet trips to Europe, but in his defense, he's fucking retarded. Look at him. Look at his haircut.
Yeah. Look at this guy. That's what you would have to do, too, to actually portray that your client is, like, too autistic to have made the right decision. You kind of have to be like, look at this fucking guy.
It's actually not a bad defense, though, because retards are good with numbers. So you could be like, look, like, this guy, yeah, he stole a bunch of money from FTX. He, like, misplaced funds. He did all this shit, but he's really good with numbers. Like, look what he did. Look how he was able to funnel billions of dollars into his own pocket. Like,
right.
Only an autistic asshole could do this.
Right.
If I was on the jury, I'd be like, that's actually a really good point.
I'd be like, fuck, he's actually making some good points.
That's a really...
I'd be like, what do you guys think? And he's, I don't know.
We're going to lower this sentence for this retard.
Yeah. But I feel like...
Pleading retarded.
Pleading retarded. But like...
I wish that could be the title.
Yeah.
Can't.
I wish I could too. YouTube's liberal asses. But I feel like as soon as I'm anti... First of all, I'm anti-retard plea because I'm anti-insanity plea. I think as soon as we started that plea, as soon as that became a thing, it opened the floodgates for essentially anything, like any excuse. Because once again, pleading insanity, like, yeah, man, like you probably did that crime because you are insane. But that doesn't mean like we're just not going to put you in jail for it. That's crazy.
That's like P. Diddy pleading horny.
Yeah, actually, it makes more sense because horny, you do make some of the worst decisions ever.
Oh, without a doubt.
Like, it's crazy how much more you see the world. This is what it's like. Have you seen those videos where they used to be like a huge thing where on Twitter when someone would get these glasses that could help them see color for the first time?
Mm-hmm.
That's literally what post nut clarity is. Like, you can't even think when you're horny, but then, like, when you shoot your load or whatever, you completely see the world through different eyes.
They should come out with glasses like that, like contacts, like that you could put in
when you're horny. post nut clarity glasses.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, actually.
Because if you're in the middle of the grocery store, like picking up almonds and granola for $8.95 a bag, even though the granola is enough for like three bowls of yogurt.
Yeah.
And you get horny. You just throw those contacts in and you're just like, oh, okay, now I remember. Yeah, I do need bison. I forgot about the bison. I forgot about the onions for the bison.
Yeah. I would need those every time I went to Trader Joe's probably.
Because the women in there?
Yeah.
I'm not a big Trader. Are the women nice?
Yeah, it's kind of like a...
Nice as in like they have nice butts and stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Oh, yeah. Okay. I would say so, yeah, because you get that... Trader Joe's is like a little weird. Like, it is weird. Like, I don't like going there a ton because it's just like the setup's weird and they have like weird shit. But yeah, I would say for a majority, the women that go there are pretty good looking.
I'm going to try it out. I'm going to go scope it out in there.
It's not like Whole Foods. Whole Foods is like very like rich women.
Yeah, they all have husbands though.
Yeah, that's but the problem.
I heard a story about someone though. They were telling that he always looks for rings on the girl's finger. And I go, oh, why? Just so, like, you don't waste your time? He goes, nah, it's easier. Probably is true, though.
I mean, yeah.
Like, she's like, married. She's tied. Especially these dumbasses in Arizona. Could you imagine marrying a dude from Arizona? They're so dumb. I bet you the girl, like, you get married. You have the wedding. You spend a bunch of money. Everything's good. Like, 6 months in, you're like, oh, my God. I got to deal with this guy for the rest of my life. Like, I just want to cheat.
Yeah, that's so true.
I thought that was like funny advice because I thought it was the total opposite. And I thought about it. I'm like, that's a really, really clever move. Only hit on married girls.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because it's like a game. Because it starts out more innocent usually.
Yeah.
Like once they establish that they're married, you're like, everything's more innocent. But then it starts because they're both like, well, nothing's going to happen.
Nothing's going to happen.
And then it kind of snowballs. And then she realizes that.
Next thing you know, she's on DND and you guys are in fucking Puerto Rico. She told her husband she's at her aunt's
bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
Even though you get your bar mitzvah when you're like 12.
Her aunt. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, cheating happens. I mean, let's not act like it doesn't. Right. But yeah, I'm more likely to go try Trader Joe's just because in Arizona you have basically two options. Go to the bar or go to a grocery store. Like, where else do chicks go? The park?
The library.
The library. Are there even libraries? I wouldn't be surprised if there's no libraries out here because everyone's so stupid.
It would all just be like religious books, I feel like.
So many churches out here.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Did you celebrate Easter?
smoked a bunch of weed. Dude, and I think I jerked off like three times.
Hell yeah. I got asked by a chick if I celebrate Easter, and I said no. And she just stopped talking to me.
The thing is, if she's religious, she's not going to waver for a man that's not religious.
I mean, I'm not looking for a chick that's fucking...
That's the problem, too. Like, yeah.
Believes in organized religion.
Yeah.
Oh, so you already know what you support. Little diddling. But, yeah, Easter was like weirdly... popping this year on social media. I thought we were past that.
Yeah, I actually was really surprised at how many people. It's weird to celebrate Easter if you don't believe in God, though, like, or Jesus, because like he did this. The whole thing is that he came back from the dead, like 2 days later.
Yeah, he rose up and he walked out.
That must have been. Can you imagine the scenes in Jerusalem?
Jerusalem.
Like I'm going to Mania in a week.
Crazy. Oh yeah.
Oh, by the way, I leave Thursday morning. So.
You leave Thursday?
Yeah, I'm getting in there a little early.
All right.
And like people think Stone Cold's gonna come back. That must be what it's like. Like when you heard the glass shatter and you saw Jesus walk out of the cave. He's back.
But yeah, even I was walking out of this. Do you remember Gordon Biersch? They had one on Mill.
Yes.
There was one in the airport, and I was walking out, and the girl was like, "Happy Easter." And then I was walking out of somewhere else too, one of those Hudson News places, and they're like, "Happy Easter." But I was like, damn, dude, everyone's just assuming, like, I celebrate Easter.
Yeah.
I'm down with Easter because I think brunch and chicks, like, get so hot for Easter.
Yeah, they do.
Chicks dress up nice for Easter.
Especially when that weather's warm.
But, yeah, I don't celebrate anything, like, too organized besides Christmas because Christmas is just, like, lit.
Yeah, Christmas AF. Is sick.
Yeah, but, yeah, people are, like, wishing a lot of, wishing me Easter, just assuming. I should have just said I'm a fucking Jew, even though I'm not. But anyway, yeah, Mania coming up. How are you getting early to prepare? Like, do a little plyos, a little dynamic stretching? What's the play on that? Is it Friday?
It's Saturday and Sunday.
Holy, so you're getting in 2 days before Mania?
I get in Thursday, and I'm by myself Thursday.
Why so early?
Just because I was like, I'm flying across the country, so I was like, you know what, I'll give myself an extra day just to check out Philly for like a day. Because they don't even
not
get...
Not going to see much.
Yeah, I know. Well, they're not going to...
I'm chirping it as I'm wearing the Flyers.
The Flyers shit. And they probably won't get into like Friday afternoon, Friday night, so like I got some time to... Caitlin, just want to see what the...
Check out the city.
Yeah, check out the beautiful city of Philadelphia.
Liberty Bell?
Yeah, crack that shit.
Maybe find a lady with a Liberty Bell of her own.
Oh, Philly girls are probably pretty horny, if I had to guess. I don't know, actually.
I don't know. I don't know. Every time I go to that city, it's just a nightmare. So
I've never been.
So well, I have really?
Been, well, I've never been, like, I never, like, gone out and, like, in the city, actually, like, experienced it.
Yeah, I just be careful where you go, like, after dark. Unless you go out to, like, where I was with, like, the racist. I watch out where you go anywhere, regardless. But, yeah, I mean, that's cool. I think they have one really cool street where it's, like, a lot of history and the buildings are built nice.
I'm staying in Center City.
Center City.
It's near this place called the
Gaberhood.
Where
would that be, in the middle of the city?
Excuse me, Center City in the west part of the city?
You should be out there doing that. Like, where is Center City? Is that like the middle?
What are you thinking here?
Are you going to go to any historical things? Like see where Thomas Jefferson like signed the Declaration or any of that shit?
Where did they sign the Decumendo?
I think that might have been in Boston.
Yeah, it might have been.
By the way, for everyone DMing me, yo, can you hook my boys up with some tickets? Yo, there's no tickets left, bro.
Yeah, I actually did. Some people were DMing me about tickets. So I was like, fuck, I hate to be this guy, but they are sold out. Mm-hmm. And I can't get any more. That place is going to be packed.
It's going to be
gills.
Packed. It's going to be, but thanks to everyone that bought tickets, by the way. But yeah, dude, I could have ended up going to Mania. I just didn't know. And then, you know how Jamie gets. Like, Jamie's like fucking Peter Planner. Yeah. He didn't know. And I just wanted to play it safe just in case I couldn't go. But that'll be a good time. I mean,
hit up Wes, get a late minute tick.
Yeah, I should. Wes's mom, if you listen to this podcast, great, nice lady, very nice woman. Shout out to Wes's mom. We should make the title of this, shout out to Wes's mom. could you imagine what he'll think?
Craig, what the fuck?
But, so what's the whole reason why they bring back old wrestlers? Like, why? I thought Stone Cold was like very far into retirement, no?
Yeah, he just like, the story is just kind of set up. People think because the story is just kind of set up for him to come back because, like, The Rock's wrestling. It's going to be fucking... It might be the best Mania ever.
So do you know the weather yet? Because it's outdoors.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's probably... I mean, I feel like it's not going to be that warm.
No.
I feel like it'll be pretty chills.
Yeah, I don't think it's... I don't think it's warm there yet. No way.
But it'll be... I won't even notice because I'll be so jacked up.
Yeah, you going to do blow?
Do it off the seat at the Mania.
Yeah, that'd be cool though. But yeah, outside I feel like it's such a different ball game. I feel like the people of Philadelphia, like, what a fucking, you're in for a treat.
It's gonna be such a, it's gonna be a better atmosphere than LA for sure. Dallas is pretty good.
Dallas was good.
LA wasn't bad. It wasn't but like bad. When you looked on the floor, like where all the expensive seats, what you saw, that it was like people that weren't really into wrestling. It was like influencers and shit. So. Yeah, Philly will be different though.
Over under 5 fist fights you witness?
I don't know. WWE fans don't usually fight.
Yeah, that's
all
true.
Like, yeah, like I don't think that crowd is big into fighting.
Really. I was wondering if Philly would throw a wrench into it.
Right. Yeah. That's why I don't know. That's what's gonna be interesting. But I'm sure when I go out at that, like out in the city after, because it's earlier too. Like it's, and we're so much closer. Like remember in LA and in Dallas, you had like a fucking hour long ride after.
Yeah,
it's just like a short subway, so it'll be so much better that in that sense.
Yeah, it's right there in the thick of it. I can't believe it's 2 days. I can't, even though I've been to WrestleMania, it's like 8 hours of wrestling.
It's just nonstop.
Is Liv going?
Oh, she'll be. I think she's in a. Yeah, she's a.
You DM her?
Oh, I'll DM her.
You should. No,
and she will not respond.
You should. What if she does?
I DM her every WrestleMania.
Do you?
Yeah, like usually just good luck. She doesn't. I mean, she's. You gotta. Good luck. You gotta imagine the horn dogs in her DMs though.
Oh man, I can't imagine what her DMs look like. That would be the first thing I would do if I was a girl. I would just. People always ask, "What would you do if you were a girl?" On Patreon, $3.99 a month, they ask. I would just go look at my DMs all day, yeah. But I guarantee I would get sick of it probably pretty quickly.
I wonder what I actually would do if you gave me one day as a girl. Probably be.
I mean,
doing. crazy just shit.
Being a full-blown whore.
Yeah, like, probably would just go out and just, like, press my boobs against the glass and shit. Like, yeah. At, like, a restaurant, like, at a Panera.
That would be cool.
Just because you, like, you can.
And I would get my nipples pierced.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, just have that little, like, edge.
And then I feel like I get the impression that that feels really good for girls. Like, I don't know if girls know this, but the male nipple is, like, non-existent. Like, we don't have any, like, sensories there.
Mm.
So you could, like right now, I'm, like, pinching it pretty hard. I don't feel anything. Like, yeah. I feel it a little bit because it's still my skin, but it's not the same at all.
So what do they feel? Like, they like it, right?
Yeah, I bet it's sick. I bet it's when you pop, like, when you pop in a Zen, but for your nipples.
Like, yeah, I never buzz. Thought about that, because yeah. I don't usually think about the girl. I think about, like, what is best for me.
Yeah, I usually think me first, and then everyone else second.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I like to do, too.
So what happens... you know what I realize? What are those piercings called on girls where they're on the hips? Like, they're...
You don't see those a lot. I feel like... Where do you see
those?
Those
are
like,
sick.
Those are fucking rock star. Yeah. Where do you see those? Like, Jersey? Or, like, what? I don't even know what kind of girls
I feel like those. Like... Like Michigan.
Yeah, like
Ohio.
Ohio, I could see a lot.
Chicks in Ohio would just straight up have like the dopest piercings.
Yeah.
Because the trashier you get, the more creative they get with their piercings.
Yeah.
And I'm not judging. I like trashy. Trashy's fun.
NLE Choppa once said.
NLE Furta.
He said, fuck a classy bitch. I want a ratchet bitch. Give me a city girl. I couldn't agree more. I like when girls got like an edge. I like when like. Mm. When, like, they're, like, they feel uncomfortable at nice restaurants. I like when, like, Chili's is, like, the nicest place they've been.
Yeah, that's the best. That's like how you know they're fun.
Yeah.
I like when you're talking to a girl that's a little dumb and you say something and it, like, their face kind of goes blank.
Yeah.
And then it hits them and it's like, oh, that, like, you know?
Yeah, I don't like talk. I hate when other people are smarter than me, which is huff because most people are. So that's why I would rather talk to dumb people.
Love a dumb chick.
Yeah.
Can we make that the title? That could be a title? I love a chick that's dumb as hell.
I wonder if girls can't, like, if girls can acknowledge right away when a guy is dumb. Because I feel like a guy could kind of hide it a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Because guys don't, the guys aren't just as equally as dumb as women, I can assure you. But I feel like girls, the way they talk, sometimes it makes them sound like they're dumber than guys. When they're not, it's just, like, the way it sounds. Like, a dude can, like... Sometimes I won't realize how dumb a guy is until, like, oh, shit, like, that what you just said makes no sense.
Yeah, it takes a bit. Because you're not really talking, when you're talking to a guy, you're not really in-depth about anything. Like, you're not talking
about sports.
Yeah, like, sports. And I saw a hilarious video. I think it was on Instagram Reel or something like that. And it was a story of two guys that went golfing together. And one dude just got divorced. And I saw this somewhere. So wherever I saw it, credit, because it was funny. But it was a true story. And the guy gets back from golfing with his buddy that he hasn't seen in a little bit. The guy recently divorced. And he goes back to his wife. And the wife goes, oh, like, I forget the name, but how is Jeff doing from the divorce? And the guy that golfed with him goes, I don't know. She goes, you golfed with him for 4 hours and you didn't ask how his divorce went? And the husband goes, no. Yeah. She goes, what did you talk about? And he goes, I don't know. He didn't. He goes. She goes. You didn't ask how he was doing, and he goes, no.
I feel like girls don't realize guys don't talk about anything with substance. Like, I don't know what any of my friends do for work.
No, like that is exactly the point. And somebody in the, I wish I had the context of this because I'm not trying to like copy. I'm giving full credit to the skit or the bit. It wasn't a bit. It was a true story. Guys don't. Ask, if I say, Andy, how you doing? You go, I'm doing good. That's it.
Yeah.
That's as far as it goes. That was the point of the video. That's what they said. So, that's, but it's true. It's
yeah.
true.
Like, yeah, like every time I like, if I talk to like, if I'm talking to like a girl and she asks about something like that, she like, they're always so blown away by how little we talk about. Like, it's not, we don't talk about anything that actually matters.
No, because girls, their conversations are all about like red flags and they're looking into things and like, what was the moon when he said that? And
yeah.
Did he say that before or after he went to the bachelor party? Like, they dial in on everything, which I get it. I respect, you don't have to be, speaking of dumb, I'm not smart. You don't have to be dumb like us. But yeah, there's no surface, dudes are just surface level, which is why, to your point, it's hard to tell if a guy is dumb right away.
Yeah, because you're not, because you, can't tell someone's dumb when you're just talking about sports.
Right. You can't, if we're just talking about whether Purdue's going to cover a -9.5 spread, I can't tell if you're smart or stupid yet.
Yeah. But yeah, it is. It takes, yeah, it definitely takes a bit. That's why I think it's harder. Like, that's why I think girls get the stigma that they're, like, dumber sometimes, because I think it's just because you can't tell all the time with guys.
I can tell right away if a girl's smart.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, right, and that's a red flag to me. I don't want you being that smart.
What? Why are you so intelligent?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Gross.
I don't want you to have a successful career. I want
you to need me.
I want, yeah.
I want you to have your own path.
People are going to listen to this and be like, oh my God. Oh my God. What a controlling.
Pigs.
Men, all men are pigs. Nah, I'm just kidding. I think it's cool when a girl is smart.
Yeah, it is, actually.
It's like, it's not like, now I'm like backtracking. Now I'm like thinking about what I said, and it's going to sound like misogynistic and all that. But hey, this is a comedy show, so.
Shoot first, ask questions later.
So shut the fuck up.
Bitch.
I think we've said it a lot of times. Chicks are definitely, I think chicks are smarter than dudes for sure. They're more in touch.
Absolutely.
They have that touch, both literally and figuratively. When a guy touches my boner, it's different.
Nothing happens.
Nothing, it's not the same.
No, because I'm just saying, Father John, please stop.
Father John, please.
Not Father today. John, get your cold hands off my dick.
Father John, please let me out of this church. Happy Easter, everybody that celebrates. Jesus is back. He's with us. He's within, and he has risen.
He's so back. It's crazy.
Jeezy. It's funny that Jewish people don't think, or it's not funny, but like the whole beef is that Catholic people are like, Jesus got up, he's back, and then Jewish people are like, nah.
Like, he hasn't came back yet. Is that like the whole thing?
The whole thing is like, they don't think he's the Messiah.
So is Easter like...
How cool is it being the Messiah?
Being the Messiah, bro, I can't even imagine. Like, you're probably not waiting in any lines to get into bars ever.
Mm-mm.
Like, you get there, and they go, oh, it's Jesus, right here, right this way, and they'll probably give you the best table in the house.
Don't quote me on this, but I think Catholic people think that he's the Messiah, and the Jewish people looked at him, and they go, that guy's not him. We're still waiting.
Like, we're still waiting for the real Jesus?
Yeah, we're waiting for the real Jesus.
Interesting. I mean, Easter like an anti-holiday for... Like, do Jewish people hate Easter with a passion?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're like, fuck that. Jesus didn't get up and do all that shit.
So they're probably just on Easter Sunday, the whole day, Jewish people are shaking their head going, fucking idiots.
Fuck Easter.
Like, you guys think he really came back, you fucking idiots?
I mean, if I was Jewish, I'd be thinking that, too. So let me get this straight. You guys think this dude walked out of a cave after 3 days after getting nailed to a cross? You know, with little to no medical shit? Like, I'm sure they only had, like, herbal doctors back then. Like, right. Chicks with, like, somehow wavy
like surgery
blonde
back,
hair.
Yeah. Like, surgery back then was probably, like, a big mallet with, like, a big nail. Like literally the shit you probably got nailed to a cross to. Like, that was probably how they, like, chiseled you open.
Bro, getting nailed to a cross would just be so whack, dude.
Yeah.
Who nailed him to the cross, though?
Those apostles, right? They all turned on him. That's why you don't trust anyone.
Did they turn
Didn't
on
Judas him? Judas turned on his ass.
I thought Judas was a band.
It was. He was.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, he was like, I think he was like, yeah, like hyping Jesus up. And then like behind his back, he was like telling everybody, like, oh, I'm going to kill this motherfucker.
Oh, that's like everyone in the rap game.
Yeah.
Like all the rappers, like you see, they're just like standing in the background studio and one of them's just plotting.
Do you think Drake is like the Messiah right now? Because it seems like everybody's turning on him.
People are?
Yeah, I think everybody's turning on Drake.
Oh, this is a Drake hat, which I didn't know.
What's a Amida?
Okay, so this stands for, I guess... It's so cool when you're someone like Drake, you just make some shit up, and everyone's like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
You lead the charge. So it says, Anita Max Win, and it stands for, I need a Max Win. It's a gambling reference. Because you know how Drake does those fake steak ads?
Oh, right.
Everyone's like, yo, Drake put $12 million on the game, even though it's just an advertisement.
Right.
I'm sure he probably gambles, but it's an advertisement.
Yeah.
So he came up with Anita Max Win, which is like a play on words for I need a Max Win.
I mean, it's a sick hat. I would never would have guessed it was gambling related, though.
And Drake.
Yeah,
Drake. I didn't know.
Or Drake.
Pac gave
it's
it to me.
It's fucking sick, though.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Pac, shout out Secured Sneakers, by the way. Shout out Pac.
He posted a pair of shoes on his story the other day. I was like, you got to get me a pair of nines so I can buy these. I love the shoes he has in that store.
Yeah, that's that boy. But anyway, how did I Oh, Drake. Yeah, even though I'm wearing Drake's apparel right now. No, I haven't seen that people are turning on him. Why?
I don't really understand rap beef that much, but that's what it seems like. It seems like everybody's turning on him. Like, that's just the way that shit works, I guess.
Come on!
Why can't we all be friends? Imagine how bad rap would be if everybody was like just friends with each other. Like, it was like a very positive genre of music.
Yeah. My left wrist is unfroze. It looked like a bag of ice. That's the most profound shit. Yeah. I said it last episode. But
it's the only genre where you're like kind of constantly bragging. Like the most other music, it's like the indie rock, like the emo shit that I listen to. It's all about how much you're a fucking loser you are, and then rap is like talking about how fucking sick you are.
Yeah, it is. I got 10 missed calls. All my bitches mad at me. That's just openly awesome. Saying I have so many women that want me.
Yeah.
Fifth floor eating hibachi. That's so cool.
Yeah, but I get it. Like, if I had that type of money, I would be bragging.
What are, like, the metal guys say? Like, in metal rock, like, I want to kill everybody.
Because I can't fucking understand them because they're screaming the whole time.
I hate everything about you. Why? Is that the one? He says, why I still love you, right?
Is that what it is? I always actually forget what that next line is.
Why do I still love you? I don't know. Maybe she has a good box.
Yeah. It's not, don't look into it too much.
Maybe she has those like cool piercings or something. I like chicks that have a tattoo like around their titty.
Like it was just one right there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's just under their boob.
A little under, yeah. That
little,
is
it's like
cool.
A little arc. Like it's a Noah's Ark right under their titty.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. Those are nice. Maybe it says something in like, I don't even know.
Girls have a lot of good spots for tattoos. They don't realize how lucky they are. Yeah. We don't have that many options, I feel
like. Guys don't have a lot of cool... Yeah, because we don't have an underboob. Like, I can't just get one right here.
Yeah, or we can't just get, like, breathe on the back of our arm.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of stereotypes with guys and tattoos. Like, if you get a tattoo, like, on your collarbone as a guy, like, just, like, a little collarbone, that's it. It's just, like... I know too many guys that make that not what I want.
Yeah.
I feel like girls don't have that problem. Like, they can get one on the back of their neck, so 99% of the time you can't see it. But I feel like that's a cool spot for a chick to get a tattoo.
Yeah. I like tramp stamps. I think those are cool.
Oh, bring back tramp stamps.
Those should have never went away.
I don't know why they went away. I actually saw one in the airport, and a girl... Did I say this already? The girl was wearing a crop top Nevada tennis shirt.
Oh, you
I almost
did.
Fucking nutted. I almost went up to her and tell her, like, I'm about to nut.
That'd be the funniest thing to say to someone. Just want to let you know that I'm about to nut.
Bring back tramp stamps.
Yeah, those were so awesome. Oh, such a dude. Sick place. Especially if you're going to wear shirts to, like, expose it. Because then it's just, like, such... It's, like, the same thing as a guy wearing a sleeveless and then, like, having a nice arm piece.
I wonder if they'll come back, tramp stamps.
I feel like they will.
Why did they go? What's, like, the most popular tattoo for girls right now? I feel like it's behind the elbow.
The under boob one is pretty pops.
Like right under the boob, like following the boob though.
Yeah.
Like not just like a...
Not straight. It's like it's got a little bit of... It's like an under.
Yeah. I like the one on when they have one on their hip. Like next to their coochie.
Yeah.
Because that's saying something. That's
yeah, like, that is. That's just love of the game because no one can even see that.
Yeah. That's cool.
Unless you're lucky.
This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Use code WETJEANS for 20% off. They have all the male grooming products you need. That's WETJEANS at manscaped.com. 20% off. The shipping, it's free. They got a whole bunch of new shit on there. They got boxers. They got the beard trimmer. They got the ball deodorant. They got regular deodorant. They have body wash. They have shampoo, conditioner. They have the lawnmower 5.0. Oh, it's getting close to summy, lake season, beach season, whatever season you is about to be in. Use code Manscaped. Use code WETJEANS at manscaped.com.
Keep that shit trim.
Keep that shit nice.
I don't really have a beard anymore, but this I used to use this balm when I did.
The beard oil?
This balm sounds good.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Yeah, it's
looks like a bag of ice. What is this?
This one's
beard
good.
Conditioner.
What's the difference between balm and condish?
They're, I don't know.
I thought balm was like that shit you put on like a scar and it'll like go away by tomorrow. And like that green tub.
I feel like hotels. Holy shit, this smells good.
The packaging on Manscaped is so nice.
The new travel bag is sick.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I used it when I went to Vegas.
How do you use this beard oil, though? Beard condish.
Then you just scrub it in there.
It's vegan. It's cruelty-free, everybody.
I thought I saw something I wanted to bring up.
A lot of Galabas or eucalyptus. That's what I'm smelling. So you leave Thursday. Do you want to record when you get back or what?
Yeah, I might have to because I don't get back till Monday night.
Oh!
Because I'm staying. So Sunday night's the big, like, the final day, and then I got to fly back.
Oh, that makes sense. Fuck, dude. What time are you leaving Thursday again?
Early.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That's why I was like, fuck, we got to figure out scary hours.
I could do scarier solo. Should we rip jeans on Wednesday then?
Oh, we could.
Because if you're back Monday night, record Tuesday.
It'd have to be a quick tourney.
Yeah, maybe a quick tourney around. Or we could try to bang one out Wednesday if you want. See what happens. See how the vibes are.
Yeah.
See what happens. Can't wait to announce more live shows. But not yet, people. Not until they're set in stone. The Boston one sold out. I wish we could like sit here and promote. You know what? The next time we have a live show announcement, don't buy the tickets that fast so we can go on here and promote it more.
Yeah, you're not even letting us promote. It's kind of fucked up.
Let us promote it.
Dick.
Now we don't even... Andy worked so hard on the fucking graphic. Now we don't even need it.
Yeah, that's true.
We didn't even need it.
We actually didn't even need that. That's true.
Should we just keep posting it repeatedly and just say sold out on it? We're sold the frig out. We're sold the hell out.
We're sold out.
We are sold out. And guys, make sure you get to the venue and buy booze. Buy piss. I don't want to, if I see one sober person in the crowd, I'm picking up whatever's next to me and throwing it at the crowd's head. You ever keep your head on a swivel out there?
Yeah, it's going to be like the Blue Man Group. Like, you don't know when we're going to throw shit in the crowd. Mm-mm. Except everything we throw is going to be extremely hard.
Someone's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw a chair into the crowd. Someone's going to get seriously hurt.
So there
might need waivers.
Yeah, there might be mass casualties. Not just because we're in Boston. Boston's in mass.
Nice.
Yeah.
A mass shooting.
What's the deal with mass? What is it, a shooting that takes place in Massachusetts?
So good. Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
These are the most. Do you ever used to throw pencils into these ceilings in school?
All the time.
They were asking for trouble. It's crazy that like when you're a kid, you'll just do stuff just because you know that you're not supposed to do it. We literally couldn't chew gum in school because every student would just stick it under the fucking thing instead of just throwing it in the trash.
The teacher used to get so mad when you used to throw pencils up in the ceiling. It's like, you don't have to go. They're like, that's my classroom.
It's like, no, it's
not.
No,
it's not. You don't pay rent to be here. They should make the teachers rent the classroom. Sandbag them even more.
It's kind of like when they have to buy like their own pizza for the pizza parties and shit. Like, I never really
appreciated. Yeah, that's kind of whack.
It's kind of fucked up. I never really appreciated the fact that the teachers were probably like, that's why they were cutting the pizzas into like three slices. Mm. And like, you only got like one cup of Diet Coke or a regular Coke. It was probably because like, these motherfuckers were paying for this shit by themselves. And they don't make a lot of money.
Yeah, that's like 3 hours of work for them, that one pizza.
Yeah. It's tough. Being a teacher is a tough job, but it also is sometimes not. That's why I'm so indifferent on their wages. Because I think good teachers should get paid a lot, but I think there's so many bad teachers.
I think hot teachers that wear skirts and nothing under it should get paid a lot.
Even if they're guys.
Yeah.
That's all right. We don't discriminate.
That's all right. I can't remember the last time I had like a good piece of pizza. I might get in my car and just drive somewhere. Where's good pizza around here? California does, right? Unfortunately. I hate to say that. I hate to admit that.
Like the state?
Yeah. Like, don't they have good pizza there? Not like good pizza, but better in Arizona.
Yeah, holy, it's probably better, a lot better in Arizona.
No idea what they're doing.
I bet there's some...
Vegas does. Get in the car and drive to Vegas just to get pizza.
Get some Zaza.
Smoking on that Zaza. I'm standing on straight business.
Standing on business.
Boss Mandela once said, "Bitch, I'm Big Za. I'm going to stand on straight business." Standing on business is one of the coolest things you could do.
Yeah, it is. Just like not backing, never back down.
If you own a business, actually, you should stand on your roof and take a picture and be like, "I'm always standing on business."
That would be a good. That's like something that you would see like the local lawyer.
Yeah,
like the local lawyer commercials are so sick. They're always like there's always a tiger or like a motorcycle
or an eagle.
Yeah, or an eagle. Like those are the most used mascots in lawyer history. Have to be the eagle and the tiger.
We should come out with a shirt that has us like back to back with our arms folded, standing on top of the studio, like the building, and us on top, and then Wet Jeans stands on business.
We should do that.
Actually, be pretty hard.
Put a fake number on it.
What do you mean number?
Like a fake number to call.
Oh yeah,
like,
that would be
cool.
So it's
like an actual like lawyer shirt.
Put our real numbers on it.
That'd be pretty funny.
If I was a lawyer, I would have the whole law team stand on top of the law firm and have a drone zoomed out and then zoom in fast and they go, "We stand on business.
We're not like those other pussies.
At Murphy's and Murphy's Law Group, we stand on business."
That would be, it should be called Murphy's, Murphy's, and Murphy's.
See how far you can get it?
We should do like a shit ton of Murphy's.
We still need to do, we should do Champagne and Gucci Law Firm.
We should actually make those. I'll actually whip those up. We need to take every stereotypical
real estate
/ lawyer thing and put it into one. Like
yes.
Tigers, eagles, what else do they do?
Motorcycles.
Standing, motorcycles got to be standing back to back.
Yeah, back to back.
And then a ton of, like you said, like Murphy and Law Group, and just like three, do at least four.
Champagne and Gucci and Murphy and Sons, Law Group.
We should do, that'd be funny. We stand on business, and they're like, it's us back to back on top of a business.
Like a local business.
Yeah, like a local.
Like
not
an
even
ice
ours.
Cream shop.
the local Baskin Robbins.
We stand on business.
Yeah, that'd be actually fucking fire.
That would be. We gotta do that.
Yeah.
It's probably switch to Shopify too, or I don't know. We always say this, but. We'll figure it out. We'll do that. Yeah, that would be good. I like the idea of doing that concept. I love the Law Group shit.
Yeah, I think
it's so funny.
It's so ripe for parody.
Hard as hell, dude.
Yeah.
Oops. We stand on scrape business.
Yeah, I saw that insane lawyer commercial the other day. I couldn't remember what it was. Oh, there was just giant lawyer, and he's walking. He's like, he's like King Kong walking through the city. It's called like Big Mike Law Team. And it's just this huge guy named Mike, and he's walking like through the Greater Phoenix area, and he's so much taller than the other buildings.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's who I want to be my lawyer.
Yeah, it was fucking sick.
The big boy, Big Mike, and the boys. We'll get you out of anything free. You don't pay unless we win.
I love that.
So it's a great business model. It would be really cool to be a fly on the wall to hear people that like walk into firms like that. It must be a disaster.
Yeah, I wonder like all the shit you hear. Like, I wonder how many times you're as the lawyer, like, motherfucker, what you did is so illegal. Like,
most of it.
Yeah, like, how am I supposed to get you out of this? Like, yeah. As a lawyer, do you just accept anything, or do you ever just be like, I'm gonna be real with you, kid. I can't get you out of this.
Yeah, probably goes by how desperate you are on the legal ladder. Like, if you're a good lawyer, you're not accepting bullshit.
Right, because you're worrying about your stats.
Yeah, you have to pad your stats.
Yeah, because that's true, actually. Like, if you're a lawyer taking hard cases, it's like, it's a risk. But if you do win, it's like, you're the dog.
It would be weird being a bad lawyer.
Yeah, it would be weird. How are you convincing people to, like, hire you?
Just cheap.
So is the court appointed, are these just guys that, like, straight out of school?
Yeah, those are, like, guys in the minors. Like, they're not at, like, private law firms. They're appointed for you. Oh, yeah, those guys are riding the bus to work.
Fuck.
They're riding the bus to the courthouse, and you got, like, Big Mike driving in an Aston Martin SUV.
Pulling up right out front of the courthouse and just, like, tossing his keys to the valet.
Lawyers definitely beef with each other. Like, they see each other in a restaurant, and they're just like, what's he doing here? He can't afford this. I've seen the cases he's on.
What's this court-appointed pussy doing at Morton's?
You court-appointed bitch. Go over to Cheesecake Factory. No disrespect to Cheesecake Factory.
I fucking love the factory.
Oh, I'm so hungry right now. I want to go to factory, dude.
Get everything on the Tizer list.
Oh!
I love the factory because the decor inside makes zero sense, but I like that.
And I like how big it is. It's huge.
Yeah. I think we're getting away from that too much. Like, we're in this, like, huge era of, like, minimalism, which is, like, cool to a degree, but we're leaving behind, like, that it's also cool to go over the top.
Yes.
I think that's what makes Cheesecake Factory so sick. And you're in there, it's just, like, so overwhelming that it's awesome. And we're getting away with that. Like, if you ever look at, like, even just something as simple as the Super Bowl logos for, like, the Super Bowl now. They're just the letters. They're just like the Roman numerals. They used to be like crazy.
Yeah, make it big.
Yeah, make it. We're just getting away from like actual like individual businesses having having character.
Mm-hmm.
We're missing that.
Yeah, we are missing that, especially out here.
Yeah, out here is crazy.
Yeah, but all right, everybody, we're at an hour and something. Hour four.
It's quarter after one. I'm a little drunk and I need you now. Me and my car keys.
Stumbling. What?
Me and my car keys. It's a quarter after one. I'm a little drunk and I need you now.
What's the car's keys part?
Because I'm like,
oh, you're speaking to your car keys.
Yeah, because like, I'm drunk and I'm going to drive.
Drunk drive.
I'm
going to
drunk drive because drunk driving, some of you guys think it's funny and it's not.
Don't joke about that. Don't joke about it. You can't joke about that.
You never joke about that.
Don't joke about that. That's not funny.
That's my favorite thing is like when people say you can't joke about anything. Actually, I can literally joke about anything.
Anything.
I can do anything I want.
Yep.
You can't joke about
that. You can't joke about that.
You know, you can't joke about that. That affects me, an individual. Oh, shut. How about this? How about I joke about this? I pull out a Desert Eagle and I shoot him in the fucking head. And then.
You can't joke about that.
And then they go, and then I say, can I joke about that? Credits roll. Movie's over.
That would be sick.
Yeah.
You should make a skit where it's just that. Like, you're in a laundromat, and the guy next to you drops his socks, and you pick up the socks, and you say, here's your socks, retard. And the guy goes, don't say that word. You can't joke about that. You pull out a gun, shoot him in the head.
He falls back into the washer, and then it closes behind him somehow, and then you just press regular wash.
Yeah, and then he has to rewash his clothes, too, because all the blood.
I had a pretty like you know in like those old those movies where you're two people in the library and you bump into each other, you drop your books and you put your hand on like the same shit.
Mm.
I had a moment like that, but with diet soda the other day.
What happened?
I had a thing full of diet coke and I was walking in my car and I was just relying on the cardboard to do its job, which was my fault, and it just fucking ripped. And this girl, Hispanic. Help me pick up, and we like both like our hands. Like,
no way,
we both touched the same can of Diet Coke.
Did you guys fuck?
Actually, it was diet. It was diet root beer. No, we didn't. Actually.
You got diet root beer?
Yeah, I was thinking.
It's a little dancy.
Like, yeah, I was like, you know what? I'm tired of the Diet Coke. Like the same shit. I want to be spread my wings a little bit. So I got. You know how I knew that I'm turning into a crazy person is that I got a diet Mountain Dew Baja Blast the other day.
That's crazy.
I know. I like held it in my hand. When I was by myself and I was like, I got to change some things in my life right now.
Like time just stopped.
Yeah. I was just like, holy shit. Like where am I?
So the girl helped you?
She's super nice. Helped me pick it up. And I like held the bag. I was like, thank you so much.
How old is she, you think?
She's probably about our age.
Why aren't you guys dating right now?
I was just so overwhelmed because I was like.
The one that got away.
I had so many cans of diet root beer like all over the place. I couldn't think. And I was just like, thank you very much. But it was nice because at that point, when you drop something like that where everything is going in, there's multiple things and they're going in different directions in a parking lot with those cars, it's a very helpless feeling.
Yeah, and they're rolling everywhere.
Yeah, they're all rolling too. It's the worst. Like that one commercial way back in the day of the SpaghettiOs that rolls down the street.
Mm-hmm. SpaghettiOs. They're wondering why the cancer numbers are up.
Yeah.
I mean... People are eating fucking SpaghettiOs. That's why. I remember I used to love the SpaghettiOs with meatballs. That is like not real food.
I want that so bad.
Though. I do too. I might fuck around and get SpaghettiOs tonight.
It might be SpaghettiOs night for your boy.
Couple guys eating SpaghettiOs. Can we actually eat SpaghettiOs on the next episode?
Yes.
So Wednesday?
Yes.
Bring in a microwave. There should be a microwave in here.
We should get a wave.
A wave!
A little wave for the kid.
A wave.
A microwave is a little wave. Is actually another name for microwave because micro means little.
Yeah, that's true. I'm such an idiot. I bought another coffee pot. I have one right there.
Oh yeah, that we do not use.
That one was like expensive.
It's a Cuisinart.
I might take the. I just bought the same one, but I have the glass one, so it doesn't keep it like thermal.
Oh right.
I might take that with me.
That thing's nice. It's a nice little therm.
Fuck, dude. That's life. Yeah, that's cool that you had a girl. That's like such a that library moment. That's like, I want one of those.
Yeah, I hope everyone deserves a library moment.
I might go to the grocery store and just start dropping shit.
just going around bumping into people.
Just to get a girl to come over and help me.
You gotta drop something good, though.
Yeah, just end up whacking her later. I want to drop something like so predetermined so I could be like, did you know that the...
Yeah, like, you know? Yeah, like, yeah, that's a good idea. Like, plan it.
Like boiled peanuts or something. But like, did you know that these, if you roast these, they're actually...
These with some rosemary? No, get up like potatoes. And like these with some garlic seasoning and some rosemary. You're gonna have your dinner party guests talking nonstop about it.
Yeah, exactly. If you buy a chuck roast and you put it in the crock pot, surrounded by boiled peanuts, it really brings out the flavor.
It's gonna have a fun time cooking.
And then she'll be like, "Oh my god, are you serious?" Be like, "Yeah, I mean, I'll make it for you.
I mean, I could come over and make it." It's like, what's that thing? There's always.
And then she goes, "Sorry, I just thought of something. I have to say it." And she goes, "Oh, I have a husband." I go, "Oh, okay." And she goes, "But he's deployed in the army." And I go, "Oh, thank you for his service." She goes, "No, that's okay.
That's okay.
He's not. He's away, and I've been lonely."
Yeah, and he's not in the American army. He's in the Russian army.
Yeah. And I say, "Well, I have enough for two.
I have enough chutney for two.
Chutney!"
That was what I was going to say, is I always hear the word chutney. I couldn't even tell you what food group chutney is or like what color it is. I have no idea what chutney is. Like,
what
no
the
idea.
Fuck is chutney, dude?
I know more about the ocean than I do about chutney.
Chutney sounds like the name of a kid that grew up in a golf country club in South Carolina. His name's Chutney Williamson.
Yeah, Chutney Williamson the third.
Little Chut.
Chutsy kid.
Chutter.
Chutter. Big Chut.
Chutman. Lewis Chutman the third.
Lewis,
junior.
He's the third junior. Is he the third junior or is he
like three over two?
Yeah, is it three over like three like junior to the third power?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I think it'll be the third junior.
I'm confusing myself here.
Chutman, Chutney.
William Chutman.
Chutney Richardson.
Chutney Richardson Jr., the third senior.
Yeah.
Of Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Worcester sauce.
When was the last time I had some Worcestershire?
A long time ago, but I just thought of something funny. When I was in Buffalo, I ordered a steak, and I go, "Do you have any house steak sauce?" And the guy goes, "Yeah," and he brought me A1.
Where were you?
Just some restaurant. It's called, like, Chop House or something. They have, like, four restaurants up there, but it was...
I was going to ask you about Buff. It seemed like a place was fucking crazy.
Yeah, the people are awesome. People are awesome. Yeah. Shout out to Mother's Restaurant. Open till 4.
Holy shit.
It's a restaurant. There's no business being open till 4, but I love it. I got a kick out of that. It was just A1. That's so blue collar and hard nose like that.
So if you went to like say Ocean 44 and you said, can you ask for sauce there? Like is that like a faux pas when that steak is like that nice? I know like real
yes.
steakheads are
steakheads would be like, "Don't use sauce," which I think is so stupid. Why? It's gonna enhance my experience.
Yeah.
But if you say the house sauce, it'll be like their custom steak sauce.
Interesting.
It won't just be like, "Can you go get it at fucking Safeway?"
Right. Okay. I didn't know because I always knew that like big steakheads like they get pissed if you use sauce.
Steakheads.
But like I don't like I'm. It's not that big of a deal to me. Like I understand that the steak is so good that sauce sometimes it's kind of like when you have like you don't mix like really nice tequila with fucking soda and like a lime. So
yeah.
So I get it. I get it from that aspect. But I just also think like fucking eat whatever you want.
I don't also dip every piece in the sauce. It's just sometimes I want it.
Yeah, just like I just want to venture in the sauce game.
One thing I don't fuck with about dudes is they're so adamant about their steak being rare. I'm just, dude, I'm a medium guy. I don't care.
You are.
I'm a medium guy. Are you rare?
Not rare. Medium rare, though.
I like when it's pink on the, it's going to be, okay, so it's going to be pink on the inside and warm, bright red on the outer edges. Is that okay? Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, I gotta have it a little red. I don't like it when it's too cooked, though.
I don't like it when it's bloody.
I don't mind it. I don't like it when it's like, yeah, I don't like it like blue.
But I don't like the cult following that's just like, it has to be rare. I think I've had both.
Yeah.
I've had both. I like the flavor of medium. Not like a medium, like a medium. Like a good medium steak.
Yeah. I understand. I mean, I get it. It's like.
Like it's red.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of blood.
You gotta have it a little red. Like some people like to have it like cooked.
Well done's crazy.
You should, yeah, ordering a well done steak is asinine. Just don't eat steak then.
Don't eat steak. Eat a fucking, I don't even know.
Unless
dude.
It's a shitty ass
eat
steak.
Eat a cheeseburger.
Yeah. Or yeah, just eat a burger. But I mean, I guess if it was a, like if it's a nice piece, if it was a nice piece of meat, ordering it well done is crazy.
Yeah. You gotta have a, yeah. You don't, I don't even know if they would do that.
Yeah, some place would be like, I our chef, your chef, the chef's probably rolling his eyes back there.
It would be funny to go in somewhere and be like, I want it really well done.
I want it fucking tough.
Burnt. I want it to be like I'm chewing through a rubber glove.
I want it to be harder than the table. I want it to taste exactly like the table.
Steak is so good. To all my steak heads out there.
Shout out to steak heads.
Shout out to steak houses.
What's the deal with a steakhouse? What is it? A house made out of a steak?
Why isn't there any steakhouses that are themed like steak? Like it's just a house and it's just like covered in like...
Like the walls look like it's made out of steak.
Yeah.
That'd be a good idea.
Steakhouse.
That would be a good idea.
It's a steak. No. House.
No.
You know, I never realized that the saddle dome in Calgary is shaped like a saddle. That's why the roof goes like this. It's a saddle. Like a horse's saddle.
I never even looked at
that. I never knew that.
Jesus Christ.
I go, why is it called the saddle dome? It's the shape of a saddle.
And it is a... That's crazy. Your girl gave me top on a horse. Call that saddle dome.
Oh! Everyone's cheating. Everyone's got a side piece.
Yeah.
You know?
A guma, if you will.
A guma!
For Italian-American listeners.
Shout out to our Italian-American listeners out there.
Forget about it.
All right. I gotta go eat. I'm gonna go eat a steak. Eating a steak at like 12 noon is kind of funny.
Yeah, if you're eating steak for lunch, that's crazy.
Nah, I'm not going to. I don't know what I'm going to eat. Probably going to eat like a couple hard-boiled eggs.
And some cheese.
Just cheese. Cheese and hard-boiled eggs.
Did you imagine? Weight.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Love you. Thank you. Subscribe to the Patreon. $3.99 a month. Extra soda a week. And, you know, you get access first to our live show tickets. And, you know, the chat is always buzzing in there. We got a chat. It's kind of like a Discord buzzing around in there. It's very active. It's very fun. All right, everybody.
It's a very white environment.
Yeah. It's a very white environment. All right, everybody.
Enjoy your week, everybody.
All right. Love you. Bye.